September 17, Nehemiah 4, Unholy Alliance. Our God shall fight for us, Nehemiah 4:20. The restoration of the defenses of Jerusalem did not go forward unhindered. Satan was working to stir up opposition and bring discouragement. But taunts and ridicule, opposition and threats seemed only to inspire Nehemiah with firmer determination to arouse him to greater watchfulness. He recognized the dangers that must be met in this warfare with their enemies, but his courage was undaunted. We made our prayer unto our God, he declares, and set a watch against them day and night. Beside Nehemiah stood a trumpeter, and on different parts of the wall were stationed priests bearing the sacred trumpets. The people were scattered in their labors, but on the approach of danger at any point, a signal was given for them to repair thither without delay. So we labored in the work, Nehemiah says, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Nehemiah and his companions did not shrink from hardship or trying service, neither by day nor night, not even during the short time given to sleep did they put off their clothing or lay aside their armor. The opposition and discouragement that the builders in Nehemiah's day met from open enemies and pretended friends is typical of the experience that those today will have who work for God. Christians are tried not only by the anger, contempt, and cruelty of enemies, but by the indolence, inconsistency, lukewarmness, and treachery of avowed friends and helpers. Satan takes advantage of every unconsecrated element for the accomplishment of his purposes. Among those who profess to be the supporters of God's cause, there are those who unite with his bitterest enemies and thus lay his cause open to attacks of his bitterest foes. Even some who desire the work of God to prosper will yet weaken the hands of his servants by hearing, reporting, and half-believing the slanders, boasts, and menaces of his adversaries. The response of faith today will be the response made by Nehemiah, "Our God shall fight for us, for God is in the work, and no man can prevent its ultimate success."